כן, אנחנו ממשיכים
בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת. We continue on in reading on the work above, in faith above reason. We read excerpt 21 from Shamati 19. What is the creator hates the bodies in the work?
כן, אנחנו ממשיכים.
Yes, we are continuing.
21, כן?
21, yes.
יש לפעמים שאדם מבזה את העבודה זו.
Sometimes one despises the work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness. When one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in, but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator.
לא תמיד יש לאדם הכוח שיגיד שזהו
עבודה. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. But he despises this work. And this is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness. Meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. And if he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he's observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah.
משמעתי יוד תת. מהו שהקדוש ברוך הוא
עושה? We're going to read it again. שמעתי 19. What is the creator hates the bodies in the work? Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of the sensation of darkness. When one sees that no one can save him from the state he is in but the Creator, then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. And one should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment, but he despises this work. And this is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. And if he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he's observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment. And this is called the joy of mitzvah.
Actually, in every single state, a person has what to do with the Creator, to thank him for every state. for the bad, like for the good. Because in every given state, he has a necessity. He has how to advance, only in a different way. Once by saying thank you, once by raising a request, once by scrutinizing the things he doesn't know one way or another. But he always has. The question is only one thing. Our problem is only in one thing. We don't feel the support of the group, which holds us and aims us to being the scrutinizers of what, why we receive this state, what to do with it. If the group were to press correctly, the person would never lose himself. He would always understand, now it's best to do this way, the best way. Now it's best to do this way. Should I ask the Creator and or to give or to receive or to bestow? Or, the matter has to do with a lack of connection to the group. It doesn't let a person have the ability to understand, to discern the state he's in, and to make the proper conclusions of what to do. That's our problem. But actually, every moment we have is very special, which we should be thankful for every single moment. Doesn't matter above, down, in what way. If we're connected to the group and are not inside ourselves, where I'm not inside myself and then I'm in darkness or something, that's a false state, even the best possible state, a state of falsehood. But only if I am in a state that I am dependent on the group, then I already have the correct answer to the Creator, to myself, to everyone, but only under the condition that I'm connected to them, that I'm inside my soul, because the group is the kli of the soul. And then I am as an Adam who stands and thus advances. Therefore, especially where he writes that a person despises the work with the Creator, and these states are not day, not night, and he doesn't feel that there's someone that can save him from this state, then he has no choice, and he has to thank the group here. He needs to prepare his connection with the group such that the group connects to him also in these states specifically and helps him and emerges him from this. And if he doesn't address the group with this and the group doesn't turn to him, then there's nothing to do. And this is a big problem. Questions? Moscow 7?
We have in the group similar states, but the group is like a mother. It's always ready to help. What to do if a friend does not turn to the group and the group doesn't turn to him? How can the group turn to the friend if the friend doesn't ask for help? What's the advice here? How should the group behave? The group wishes to help.
The group must constantly be in a state in which it's willing to help every single friend from the group. The group is where there are people, it's not one. One will help his friend. They awaken themselves this way. And this is their role. as they awaken the group to pay attention to every single friend, to awaken, to shake up every friend so that they'll be connected between themselves and the goal. That's it. For everyone to be connected between them to the center of the ten, and in the center of the ten, for them to be able to locate the point of connection between them, and in that point of connection, they're about to reveal the Creator. The group must constantly engage in this. And if someone falls from this, then the group awakens everyone and also awakens him. But the group must know that this is its constant role. Okay? Haifa 3.
Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
Boker tov, Rav Yakar. Shomim?
Good morning, dear Rav.
Yes.
I'm turning to you. Like each time, out of my love to me, to you, from my, me and all the friends in the group. When I have a question to you, I know that my ego can get hurt, and you can tell me, sit down and shut up until you arrange yourself and your questions till the next time. I'm not hurt, not only because I am not before you. I enter the question with love. How to copy this relationship as a group? So we're not gonna just chew the past again. How did you look at me? How did you talk to me? How to enter this system of relationship between us with love and accept every answer in love in advance?
Respect every friend. That's it. There's no more. There's no other solution. And less words. Respect every friend. Every one of the friends. And the Chaver group.
Good morning. I have something to say. I'm at home for a month and a half. I don't leave. Suddenly this world doesn't interest me. What interests me? To be with my friends. Four times a day, I go into different broadcasts, different Zooms. Friends call me in the morning. They wake me up. I have this constant feeling that the friends love me and I don't let them go. What kind of feeling is that, Rav?
We'll tell that to the government so that they will know how to engage the citizens and recommend them to do that. Yes, that is what we need to be engaged in, to go to work sometimes, sometimes go out to work, do the work that is necessary for our existence in this world, and in all the rest of the things, for us to be connected together such that we will connect and advance to the feeling of the Creator and the revelation of the Creator. That's what we need to do. Exactly. You discovered the secret of the corona. And you will see what will be. There will be waves in which we go and come back and go and come back to the same state like now. Only each time it'll be a different state. And this is how we will advance. This is the help against you. And we need to really disseminate this matter. That we are learning exactly the method, how to care correctly for the state that is being brought down upon us. And only in this way, where we connect and reveal the Creator, we use this whole world correctly with what we've been born with and developed with, and that we are certainly in a special process, and the time has come for us to rise in our lives here also to the degree of the next world, the upper world. That's upon us to do. Yes.
Florida.
Hi, Rav. Thank you. I have a question actually about dissemination. And it's from my 10. What are we disseminating? And also, it's kind of a two-part question. What is the first impression we want from the 99%? What do we want them to feel?
That we're not living for no reason. That our lives don't end by the fact that our body dies. But even before that, we want to attain our upper state and to live in it and to extend and continue our life in it, to attain the soul and continue to live in the soul. You can tell it to them in such a way. And therefore, this coronavirus shows us how we are in these blemished bodies, and it's enough to live in them, but that as long as they live, let's use them to rise to a higher and other degree. That's it.
Eilat. No, Eilat.
Well, Eilat?
Lo rotzim.
You don't want? We don't need to.
Maktu.
Здравствуйте еще раз, опять мой товарищ Джордж Рубкин из Торонто.
Hello again.
Как вести себя в группе?
Джордж Рубкин from Toronto is asking how to behave in the group when we have a state where you can't do anything.
Then the friends need to help you. When you can't do anything, then you're like a baby that is on the hands of the mother, and the mother cares for it. That's how it is. Petach Tikva 19.
Baal HaSulam is saying, but the person doesn't always have the strength that this is to do this, you know, pretty work. What does it mean?
To bestow to others, to help others. You don't have any other work but to push your whole 10 to the Creator. To be a connector between them and the Creator. To draw them. And to say to them, come on, come on, everyone, come on. I want to get you to know the Creator and to kind of like assemble them and acquaint them with that.
So we need to feel the support of the group, but we don't feel it. There's no feeling of the support of the group. So what are we doing in the morning here?
I don't know. I just know that other than you, as much as I know all these friends from your group, they all are very, very connected between them, very devoted, very much want to be together, and they're doing all the actions, and you are there kind of like, you're falling between the chairs.
That's what you feel like it?
It doesn't seem to me. I see this truly. It's not like it's kind of seems to me.
What does it mean? Is an ox to the burden and a donkey to the load? Can you explain that?
Do you understand an ox to the burden? That an ox is meant for the burden. That's what they put on him, that weight that they put on
his
him.
Back.
That thing that he has to drag. And for a donkey, on the donkey you put it above him, you put an ox, you put the wagon behind or the burden. And so such a way where you're dragging something behind you, and also in such a way where you're having to take the weight and top yourself on your back. Those two forms of work you have to be ready for. We will talk what those two forms of labor are, but in mind and heart, chasadim and chokhmah, and how it happens, we will learn that.
What are you saying about our state today? What are you saying about the state that looks good in Israel?
In the country?
Yeah, we're going back to work. Less corona is less strong.
I think it will help us understand better where we are, what we've been through, whether we related correctly to this freedom which reluctantly came to us, and how we need to relate to it truly, the situation and the work and the cessation of work, because before us there will be something again. We won't come out of this corona and that's it. We will have to define new relations here between this and that, to the extent in which we don't conduct this virus to one another, and we have to be connected to one another, go and earn from one another, otherwise we won't be able to exist. We're not monkeys where I live on a tree and what I get from the tree is enough for me for life. I'm living around people and I must have many things, but I hope that this coronavirus is coming to us in such a way that it doesn't pass, it doesn't leave us, and it will obligate us to clean all our engagements from all the imaginary matters that we have not done. We don't need to open a million private businesses. We need to check what we really need, what is necessary for our lives, and what not, get rid of it. So how will all those thousands and thousands of self-employed and those who are in those jobs, how will they earn? They won't. They won't have an earnings. But rather we will start to work in such a way that everyone will have work, but in a lesser way we will limit it from above to all the businesses and the business owners, and we will do it such that all of us will have somewhat some jobs and will receive some assurance of our income, no matter how we call it, in some way, as we will nevertheless talk only about necessities for life, and then our earth will be given a healing and awaken to states that are better, healthier, and us too. And we'll have a lot of free time where we will learn how we need to come to the upper life, the life of the next world, eternal life. And this is how we will advance. We need to spread this knowledge to all the people in the world that the matter is not reaching an old age and dying in like an animal, but rather before you get to death on the animal level, you rise to the speaking level and attain the soul and are drawn to live in it in an internal, an eternal way. This has to be explained to everyone in a nice, good, pleasant way to all the people in the world, because we are all in the degree of the last generation. And there's no place here to sweep over or to all kinds of faiths or ceremonies, but rather only to the internal work of every person for an internal connection between people, and to arrange our lives in such a way that there will be a possibility to engage in this and feel in the connection between us, the upper world, and to live in it.
Yes, you know, they're starting to release 19 people to the class, then 50. Is there an option to go back to the building? From next week, I heard that we can have 50 people in the class.
Do you think you're going to be one of those 50?
Not only, we have several rooms, we can have 300, we can go back to the building. Next week, they're talking about letting 50 people go to class. What are you saying?
What do I say? I don't know. I don't know. It depends on the behavior of yours according to the commands of the government. If the government allows it, then we will examine it. Because what they say, you know, there it's politics, there it's money. And what they say, I look at it with a very critical eye. We will examine it, whether it is or if it's correct. I don't want you to later come here and bring here all kinds of viruses and then spread it amongst the people that are not there. So I don't know what to do. We will check it. We'll check. I don't think that this return is a good return. Where it's necessary, like they think that it's necessary, in order to produce the food, it's mostly food. That's different. Yes. But if it's not necessary, then why should we return? We need to engage in this world only with necessities for existence. And all the rest, we need to simply stop. To stop. For what? Why would I now open 100 million, I don't know what, restaurants, movie theaters, coffee shops, all kinds of things that you can do without? For what?
But the building is there. It's a shame. It's standing empty. We're just paying taxes, just, you know, keeping it for nothing.
No, the question is how we close down those things. Close. If you had some business, and that business existed only in order to make earnings for its boss, and it has nothing, and it had nothing of necessity for existence, you could say, but how could it be? But people came, they used it. That's no proof. Because we have many imaginary businesses, as Balasulam says. Many imaginary engagements, and that's why we need to make a calculation. And you don't just give them the possibility to open up. No, enough for us. We need to restrict such things to a state in which we don't need more than this or less than that. That's a normal state. And all the rest, shut down, close. There's no need for this. Do you know how much we have? There are many such things. I think that if we come out in a wild way, then the virus will return, and in a mutation that is much harsher, much more difficult. Because altogether we need to see that all the actions that are happening with us, that are passing on upon us, all of these are in order to connect between us and bring us closer. Now, if we, through this isolation that we received, did not get closer internally, did not understand what nature demands of us, then we didn't learn this, and nature will have to continue to teach us in a harsher way. And we will receive much greater blows. I am certain that it will be this way. And I already heard that there are many people, scientists, who are saying that the virus does not disappear, but rather it's going to go and come back and like this again.
You have vaccines soon. 20 companies are talking about a vaccine.
The fact that everyone wants to make a profit, I understand them. But let's say there will be vaccines, and what next? What, there's no other viruses, there's no other problems? We need to understand that the Creator has plenty in His bag of viruses or such influences that will nevertheless influence us in a way that, this is what, in what way we need to come to it. We need not need to think about the virus, but we have to think what form we need to escape into. That's the problem. And it's hard to explain this to people, and the governments altogether don't think in that direction. Well, Tzvika, what's going on?
Well, what can I tell you? Lately, I'm very happy about what's happening. Everybody's happy. The roads are full. The businesses are going back to business, except for that falafel place. And sometimes, suddenly, good people come and buy from him 1,500 portions. And not everything is so dark. You're looking around. Things are blossoming. So what? The Creator relieved the pressure a little bit.
I don't exactly enter into his businesses and how he behaves, but don't worry. The purpose of creation must enter into practice, and therefore I am certain that these blows, who thought about this virus? The blows of this type or another are on the way. They're on their way.
I remember we talked about a Third World War. Everything's going to blow up. I came out depressed from the lessons. I felt that the end of the world is coming. And then this little virus came.
Yes, you see how much better this is. It's true mercy upon us. But we didn't correct by this virus anything. Because we ourselves didn't do a thing on ourselves. It obligated us to sit at home. It obligated us to disconnect from one another a little bit. From the egotistical connections, immediately a good change occurred to nature on all the different levels, which is clear. But what next? What did we do from ourselves? Nothing. Still vegetative and animal, a change has been done in them to the better. But in the speaking type, in a humans, any positive change? Or did he become in such a way reluctantly because the virus limited it? It's only because the virus pressured it and put it into our houses and didn't let us leave. But a person himself understood how he could be, needs to behave, how he needs to nevertheless be more advanced, more connected to one another, to others, to bring each society to being balanced in the right interaction with the forces of still vegetative and animate. We don't see this. Where here is the integral form of the human society in which each cares for one another and are in good relations with one another, such that in the right human society we express also good and nice influences on the animal and the vegetative, the still, so they'll take on the right form? No, it doesn't happen this way. So what did we do? We have yet to do anything. The virus still influences us. It gave us a certain form, and it leaves. That impression will remain. But we will forget it. It will remain in us, but we've been impressed by it. But actually, the blows are still ahead of us. We have yet to learn anything.
Is this what you're anticipating? Worse?
It's not important to me, worse or not. I'm thinking about the goal. We need to nevertheless try and disseminate with all our might what this is for, why this was done, and where it needs to lead us to. And in this, we need to, we're somewhat doing something, but we're not trying with all our forces. We're not trying with all our forces. I don't see that you're concerned with this from morning to night.
No, I have to make a living, no?
To make have earnings, what do you have to earn for? What are you making money from these days?
I'm in meetings all day, what do you mean? You have a government today, new government.
All day long you're in meetings?
Almost.
Well, and what are you sitting there?
We're talking.
You're talking, okay, you're heating up the air.
Yeah, what can you do? This is what we have.
Why can't you influence one way or another?
Believe me, I'm talking. You know what everyone cares about today? You see the news. The seats, the houses, you know, the prime minister's house. People have no money. Nobody cares about anyone else. Each one cares about his own behind and his seat and how much money he's going to have at the end of the month.
Why are you cursing the world that you built with your very hands?
No, I'm not cursing. I'm just they don't care about their pockets.
That's what you brought. You brought human society in this way. You educated the people that came here.
Right. The question is how you can fix it. How can correct a person's thinking?
By you correcting yourselves first. Who will correct?
Us?
Yes, you corrupted it.
Intense?
Now you need to correct yourselves, and then the world too.
There is a chance.
A chance? I don't know if there is. There is a chance, yes, because there is an upper force, and it will obligate us in a very unpleasant way. But he won't have a chance. A choice. Yes, Gilad.
And Natanya, I have a question they want to ask for a while now.
Please, Natanya.
Morning, Rav. This new state where we're connected in the galaxy, you feel a very high level of connection. On the other hand, in the groups, in the Kabbalah centers, you have there's a confusion about what will be. So the question is, should we continue and maintain the centers and see what will happen next? Or to try and close them down as quickly as possible and focus on the connection in the galaxy? How do you see that? What should we do? Should we focus on the connection in the galaxy and try to shatter the centers, or wait for a few months, see what will be, and then decide?
My opinion is ready for a long time. It's not like I'm thinking about it right now and I'm saying it to you. My opinion has been for a long time that we need to close all the centers except for one center in every country. In Israel, I would leave other than our center, which is the world center, where I am now, and another center in Haifa. Could be. I'm saying could be. I don't know. But all the rest, I would close immediately and forever. Forever. Not to do some conservation of it or anything. And that's how it will be in the whole world. In the whole world. Shut down all the centers except for maybe one center for some country, group, I don't know, that they should check themselves, but it's hard for me to say about them all. I would actually say to close everything. You won't use any of it. You need maybe some storage room for things, but I think that each of you who has at home the right device to connect through the galaxy, to connection between us, more than that, you don't need. If they need to connect and to be in tens physically, then you can do that in a home once every 10 weeks in each of the friends' homes. Let's say a weekly meeting or something. If they want to go out together to some vacation for a few days, then they go to some vacation place and are there a group, a 10. But to sustain a building for nothing that they don't gather in and there's no need to, we can invest more in the galaxy and such systems that we will be able to develop through without any boundaries and in a much better way. It's best for us to invest in that. I am sure. I am for closing it all. Everything. There is no need today to sustain those centers like we had before. And even though you will want to go out to give lessons and all that, then also, it doesn't have to be in your place, but in a place where it's more convenient for those people that you're going to. That's my opinion. And I've been in that for a long time already. Therefore, don't drag time and don't waste money on rent. But specifically now, which is the time where you could get rid of it and to say we don't have the money, we're not capable, it's prohibited, the coronavirus and so on and so forth. Just like many businesses are shutting down, shut down that business. I am talking to everyone in all the places in the world. And if with that money we can put it into the connection between us, to that system that we are connected to, and to dissemination, believe me, it will help us to advance in spirituality. I just measure our success relative to that and what's worthwhile to do. Towards spirituality, we will advance, then we will advance to it. Okay? That's the answer. Okay?
Thank you. Good morning. Just thinking in this direction, since everything will depend on electricity, the supply of electricity, maybe we should maybe we're risking all.
I don't know, you have such imaginations that I can't take into account. You're afraid that the electricity is going to stop, he'll be afraid that air will stop, and water, and so on. Calm down. That's not the chapter we're in. That's it. Now I want the info group, please. Please.
Good morning. Today, a report on the Russian language. Start with Sasha Potapov. Hello, everyone. I wanted to say a few words. First of all, Moscow group, the group is starting to reorganize. We're looking for novel ways to disseminate within the tens or the entire group. Additionally, there's very active work looking for new qualitative, high quality, interesting content that the general public will be happy to consume. This is beyond our classic lessons in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Also, there's an interesting trend towards new forms of dissemination. You can also see that there's a renewed interest in printed books. I guess today the book, since it's less accessible, it's getting there's more demand for it. We're working to make certain books more available. Yes, I also want to say that we're continuing to work in new directions in dissemination. There are many people who are doing what they've done till now. Get organized, work with the text, and disseminate. We also continue to build a common society. Yesterday, we had a meeting with the Baltic group. We're looking for ways to be more efficient. And that the group and dissemination will be one common thing and will work. Now, Shai. The schedule for today, we're going to meet at 10:30 for our writers' meeting. You can watch it on Shiva Tova. If you can watch it on Facebook, even better. Then the afternoon lesson given by the friends at 1:30 and evening lesson by Rav at 6 p.m. Good morning, dear friends. I want to remind everyone that we're still during the era of Corona. I read an article yesterday from the Tel Hashomer Hospital in Israel, the biggest hospital in Israel. This disease is not exactly not what we thought. There's like three different illnesses, and they cause separate symptoms. The numbers of sick people is going down, the number of recovered is going up. But why am I trying to say it? It's because of what we've done. It's because of the quarantine, this shelter in place that we took upon ourselves, and we kept it. We have to continue maintaining the most fundamental guidelines, not to pass the virus from one another, keep the distance, no hugging, no handshaking, wearing face masks in public places. These things, anyone can do it in order to prevent the spread of the virus, and we'll see how well it works. Although more people are going back to work and kids are going back to school, but it all depends on us. So we continue with it and not forget how important it is. It's a mutual care, mutual guarantee, and that's how we show the love to another. And good day, we'll go to a song.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
y aunque aparezca como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará. Hey, hey, rise above.